And now to Virginia, and one of the most closely watched races in the country, voters choosing between the Republican Glenn Youngkin and Democrat Terry McAuliffe in tomorrow's run for governor. Elsewhere on today's show, we're going to hear from the voters. But a moment now on how former President Donald Trump has injected himself into the race with those baseless claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, fueling a surge in so-called poll watchers in Virginia. Miles Parks covers voting and disinformation for NPR. So, Miles, Youngkin has kept his distance in some ways from Trump. So how are these lies that the election was stolen making their way into this governor's race?
Yeah, I think Youngkin's distancing from Trump has been so fascinating to watch. Yeah. You know, he has not campaigned with Trump. But then there's an event, you know, a couple weeks ago outside Richmond where, you know, there's this huge rally. There's a bunch of kind of notable Republican speakers. Donald Trump calls into it, and they're all talking about election fraud. They pledge allegiance to a flag that was supposedly at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And you see that kind of attitude pervade the Republican Party. A lot of voters obviously believe this stuff. Youngkin himself denounced that event, but for him to win this race tomorrow, he needs a lot of those voters to turn out for him. So he's clearly walking a very, very thin tightrope.
Right. And there's a fresh NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out just this morning. It says that just one in three Republicans trust that U.S. elections are fair. That's shocking. And it's actually way more Republicans than just Trump's base. How do you see this distrust playing out with Virginia voters? Can you hear it?
You definitely can hear it. I do think there's also going to be some literal playing out in terms of when we look at the numbers, how are these lies affecting turnout? I mean, the biggest way that I see is vote by mail. Virginians, for the first time in a governor's race, have access to no excuse absentee voting. And we know from polling that it's going to be a lot more Democrats using that option than Republicans. We're going to see a lot more Republicans voting in person on Election Day tomorrow. And so this is just another moment where, you know, we have never seen really in American history somebody like Trump make a full court press to diminish confidence in U.S. elections. And we're still figuring out how that is going to affect voters. We don't know whether voters are going to say, well, if the whole thing is rigged, why should I turn out at all? You know, there's a lot of political strategists who worry that this is a losing political strategy to have an entire party think elections are rigged. So we're still kind of getting data points on how this is actually going to play out.
Well, meantime, we know one way it is playing out is that people are encouraged to be poll watchers. The Conservative Virginia Project released a YouTube series on how to become one and sniff out voter fraud, which, again, practically doesn't exist. It's an electoral boogeyman. Here's a little sound from that.
Remember, if any of our theories about potential fraud are true, the cheating can happen in every precinct, having 100% coverage with eyes on every ballot. We can mitigate the potential for fraud.
So mitigate fraud, that's one thing, and there isn't any fraud. But in the 30 seconds we have, Miles, is there concern of intimidation?
There absolutely is. You know, the training leader obviously makes clear here are the official rules, but then you listen to the Q&A of a training like that, and it's people conspiracy theorizing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to find out tomorrow, to be completely honest. There are going to be a lot more Republican poll watchers who are more passionate than ever to kind of sniff out fraud, and we're going to be watching how that plays out.
NPR's Miles Parks, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.